and welcome to Heaven Sent with Maureen St. Germain. Talk radio to help you make each day a day of heaven on earth. Using the information we provide, you will learn useful living information to make a meaningful life work for you. This is Maureen St. Germain, and thanks to the Dr. Pat Show, I'm with you each week at this time on Fridays. I'm an international transformational teacher, author, and intuitive. I work with individuals providing insightful information for their guides, from their guides, through my connection to the Akashic Records. I wrote the manifestation book, You Are the Genie in the Bottle, and I've taught that progressive manifestation workshop of the same name since 1994. Our customers tell us their genie workshop experience gives them the tools to understand and apply the secret. I've also taught the Flower of Life workshop and Merkaba meditation for over 15 years and have released both a guided CD version of the Merkaba and written the book Beyond the Flower of Life. My company, Transformational Enterprises, developed the highly acclaimed emotional healing aromatherapy product line called Aromandalas. I also write for Dan and Brinkley's online magazine called Kinetics. Each week on this show, I intend to inspire you with phenomenal information. Look to us to discuss transformation, which means permanent change, to give you ideas to inspire you to grow your connection with the universe and to increase your relationship with God and the people around you. Each week, you'll learn tips and tools from our guests that you can use right now. This week, we have a very special guest, Meg Shehad. Meg is the owner and operator of Gritman Essential Oils. She teaches various classes on essential oils and gardening with the plants that produce these oils. She has written the Gritman Guide to Essential Oils, the 60 Most Popular Essential Oils, Macerations and the Wise Woman's Approach to Aromatherapy, and The Becoming, a process-oriented primer on astrology. She is also a contributing editor to the Family Preparedness Handbook. She has an extensive garden of essential oil and healing plants at the Gritman facility in Friendswood, Texas. Please join me in welcoming Meg Shehad. Thanks for being with us, Meg.
Thank you for having me.
I'm so excited because one of the things that I read in your descriptive literature that I know, but I know lots of people take for granted, is the whole idea that although plants can help us and certainly help us heal ourselves, they don't have all the answers. And I'd like you to speak about your first experience with the plants and how you became a plant communicator.
Well, it was, I've always been interested in dealing with plants. When I was a little girl, I was in a field of beautiful flowers, and so, of course, like any child, cut the flowers, took them home to my mother, and that night I almost died because of an allergic reaction to the flowers. And it was very scary for my parents, for me. I mean, I remember it very distinctly. And that didn't stop me because I had this, I don't know what it was. Everywhere I would go, I'd have to plant trees like Johnny Appleseed, or I'd have to put some flowers in a pot or something like that. And I had an aversion to cut flowers. I didn't want to bring in cut flowers. I wanted to let the flowers live wherever they were. And I was this gardener kind of person. I didn't think much of it until we bought this property here in Friendswood. That's another long story, but we were going to put a boat out on the water because we're right above a creek. And I heard this message in my head that said, don't go through here, we'll hurt you. And I looked down and I said, what will hurt me? And the plant said to me, we're poison oak. And if you come through here, we will hurt you. So I said, oh, thank you. And I said, you know, I don't know what poison oak looks like. Can you... Where are you? And then all of a sudden, these little plants started to wave. And
oh,
I went,
wow.
Oh, I said, oh, thank you. Now, it didn't occur to me at the time that this was an outrageous experience because it felt so normal. It was
yeah.
So natural. It's just like having a conversation with anybody. So I looked at my girls and I said, listen, we're not going to go through here. This is poison oak. And it will hurt us right now. So we're going to go down the creek a little bit and then put our boat in. Well, my husband was incensed by that, thought I was insane, and said, that's stupid. I'm going through here. I'm going to put the boat in. It's the best place. And the girl said, Daddy, don't do it. Well, he did. We went down. He picked us up down at the creek. And, of course, the next week he came out in a rash. And the girl said, that's poison oak, Daddy. Mommy told you. And he said, oh, it is not. He went to the doctor, and as he walked in the doctor's office, the doctor said, oh, you have poison oak. So it's it was
That's
like
delightful.
That was my first
That's
initiation
delightful.
Into plants can communicate to you. But what I notice is they're silent until they have something to say to you.
Yes, and you have to be in the place where you can hear them.
Exactly.
And what that means is the quieting of the mind.
Exactly. And you have to be open to it, that it's okay. And I think as a child, because I had been so enamored of plants, and they were my friends, and my best friend as a child was a tree. And I had deep communication with that tree on levels that I didn't understand at the time.
That's fabulous.
That when I would look back, I would realize that my very best times were with that tree. And that was my best friend because I was challenged as a child to be healthy and to learn and just be in the world, that when I was with the tree, I was always fine.
Now, one of the things that you emphasized was the fact that there is great misunderstanding that nature understands us perfectly and is smarter than we are, almost like God.
Right.
And yet, you explain that very well, so I'll let you do that.
That was one of the things when I started creating my own garden. I made that assumption, and I found that a lot of people did. They held nature almost like in a godlike, all-knowing position, and what I found was that nature is mystified by us often, doesn't understand what we're doing and why we're doing it, and we don't understand nature. And I try to explain it to people in terms of we're in an electric line, and nature's on a magnetic line. They work together, but they're very different.
This is a very important piece of information, so I'd like to review it for a second.
Okay.
Magnetic is receptive and feminine, and electric is masculine and action-oriented.
Exactly.
So it's helpful for people to kind of get a visual on that. Think of what we think of in electrical, our power usage. When we plug into the outlet, we're plugging in to a receptive or receptacle.
Right.
And we take that power cord, which has prongs on it, and we stick it into that. My own experience with nature is very similar in that I understand that they are here in service to us, but surely if we don't communicate with them, they don't give us information because we haven't asked. I will never forget the time that I stood in my garden in the backyard and was complaining to the elemental kingdom, the gnomes and the fairies and the elves, about the sorry state of my garden, even though I had been gone a lot and hadn't been able to keep the weeds out. And I said to them, without even thinking I would ever hear them, you know, this place looks terrible. Like you talk to your teenagers when you look
right.
in their bedroom. This
right.
place looks terrible. You know, I thought you guys were going to help me. And I was whining. And then without thinking, I said, you know, I really wish I could hear you guys. And like somebody flipped a switch, they all started talking to me, and again, this is all in my head, and I'm just as surprised as can be, and I said, well, one at a time. And so this gnome stepped forward, and he shook his finger at me, and he said, you never asked us. And I said, what? I most certainly did. Don't you remember when we planted those 150 tulips? We blessed every bulb. We put the dolomite in, and I asked you to look after it. And he said, oh, no, you expected us to help you. So,
no, that's right. And they're angry with us a lot because they make the same kind of mistake we do. They assume we know more than we do. They don't get that we don't get it. And we don't get that they don't get it. So there's this huge communication breakdown. And when I was working with a gnome, when we built this house here, we trapped him in the foundation. And there was a whole side of our house. It was just weird. And it got to where I wouldn't even go to the downstairs bathroom. It was just so freaky, and I kept clearing it and clearing it until finally I realized what
again.
It was.
Say that word again, please. You kept
clearing.
Oh, clearing it. Uh-huh.
Yeah, clearing the space, but there was always this moody, angry, dark energy there. until I realized that it was a trapped gnome. And when I allowed it to come out, it explained to me that it had been connected to a tree that had been cut down. And its assumption was that when I came in and helped the trees to deal with the trauma of the building, that I understood. And he needed me to help him connect with another tree. And I didn't know that.
Well, that was the next thing that my gnome said to me. He said, when I swallowed hard and said, you know, I'm so sorry, I didn't realize I was taking this approach. If I ask you to help me, will you help me? And he said, if we help you, will you come out here all the time? And that's when I began to understand that they need us just like we need them.
In fact, if you notice, all the major nature communities that get started, like Sinhorn, Perelandra, all these wonderful nature communities that originally began as making these elaborate displays of what they can grow so that you know nature's there.
Yes.
Stop doing that. And what that all falls to the background. And then what these centers start doing is preaching about community. Because nature is totally understands the growing bit. But what they get is community is totally misunderstood and that we need to learn about community. And so nature centers become youth centers for people. How do you get along with one another? How do we live together? How do we have these kind of discussions? How do you reach not only with humans, but you also have a connection with the mineral world, the animal world, and the plant world? That we're all communicating and we're all in this together.
That's fabulous. So when we come back from our break, I'd like you to tell us about the idea of not only communicating and how that's done, but also I would like you to answer the question of clearing and how does one do clearing work, because you mentioned that several times about how you cleared your house, and
okay.
We'll do that right after the break.
Okay.
We've been listening, you've been listening to the show with Maureen St. Germain, Heaven Sent, and I am happy to remind you that you can have a personal Akashic Record reading from me. These readings are transformational and that they invite you to make a cosmic leap in consciousness. Understand and know your options. Reconfirm your hunches and give you information that supports you to be your best self. We have Aromandala blends for every kind of emotional wound. You can check them out on our special Aromandala's webpage on our website. This is found at MaureenSaintGermain.com. MaureenSaintGermain.com. That's MaureenSaintGermain.com. These remarkable essential oil blends can also be used to help resolve anger or resentment instantly. No more processing, just like an instant rebate. And they are very affordable. To schedule your Akashic Records reading, you may call us at 212-304-2123, 212-304-2123, or visit our website, MaureenSaintGermain.com. And once again, our guest today is Meg Shehad, and she can be reached at meg@gritman.com. Meg, M-E-G, at Gritman, GRITMAN.com. We'll be right back.
Are you sick and tired of feeling sick and tired? Do you have excess weight you can't seem to lose? Have you been living at less than your optimal health? Your body gives you powerful information on how you've been living in your mind. Dr. Kell specializes in revealing the underlying mental and emotional causes of disease and works with you to ignite your inner healer, create continuous positive change, and heal your body. Ready to uncover the roadblocks to your health and healing? Visit her website at AskDrKell.com. That's A-S-K-D-R-K-E-L.
Do you want to prosper by using good timing to work in harmony with the universe? Each year, show host Madeline Gerwick provides a new good timing guide so you can know the best times for all your important activities. To order the new 2011 Good Timing Guide, just go to askmadeline.com. That's askmadeline.com. And click on the Polaris store or call 877-524-8300 to get your 2011 Good Timing Guide today.
Hi, and welcome back to Heaven Sent with Maureen St. Germain, talk radio to help you make every day a day of heaven on earth. Today, I'm interviewing Meg Sheehad, owner of Gritman Essential Oils, and a plant communicator par excellence. And what Meg promised to talk about after the break is the idea of clearing work, and how do you do clearing? You talked a little bit about you had this dark, funky energy in your basement, and you wanted to clear it. How did you clear it? I mean, we know how you cleared it ultimately, but how does one do clearing work?
I have several different ways that I do it, and one can just be a simple focusing on the energy and just pulling the energy up with the intention that it clear. I can see it like a sun or a beam of light coming from me or from my heart, or I can bring in different energies like angels or ascended masters, depending on the situation. I don't have what I call one way that I clear.
Now, a common way from Native American tradition is smudging, which is the burning of sage. And since you're a plant communicator, what do you have to say about that?
Right. And that is here all the time. For me, I'm not a big smudger because I am a smudge stick myself. Wherever I go, I am like a smudge stick. And so the idea of smudging, which is wonderful and it works, it's great, it's not as relevant to me because I'm saturated with essential oils. You know, sage is a great essential oil, and it can be used, but many of the oils can be used for clearing and, lifting negative energy, lifting vibrations. And I notice when I walk around that what people smell, what they identify, tells me what's going on. Because I can't smell it myself. I'm inside. But they will smell and tell me, and then I know what's clearing. I know what's going on around me just by my walk in through the world.
Interesting. Well, we noticed that sometimes with the essential oil blends that we have, and by the way, for your audience sake, we will tell you that the manufacturer of our blends is Gritman, and they also carry a complete line of essential oils that are very high quality. Perhaps you could speak to that for just a minute.
The oils, I call them fairies in a bottle, and one of the things that I caution people when they start dealing with vibration is that we get in this hierarchical idea that higher vibration is better vibration. When you're working with essential oils, all vibration is good. Low vibration is very good. That tends to be a grounding vibration. And the very, very high vibrations tend to be expansive. And they work together. You don't want to have an expansion without a ground because you'll kind of go nutsy.
It's a bit like when someone says, what's the best number, when we do numerology for them? And the answer is, there is no best number. It depends upon you and what you need in the moment.
No, exactly. And that's how the oils are, too. But there's something about our oils that people say to us, what is it about your oils? And what I say to people is, it's us. They live with us. This is a home-based business. The oils live with us. We breathe them. We're with them all the time. They hold us to a very strict, I mean, you can't get away with too much here without it getting in your face and the oils coming up to help you come to terms with it. And the oils will all do this. It just depends on what it is that you need. So just like what you were saying, all numbers are good numbers, all energy is good energy, and all vibrations are good vibrations. But the thing that sets us apart is that it's our energy here. We hand bottle the oils. We store them in glass, not metal. We keep them as happy as we can. And we enjoy them, and we love them. And I think that's what people get when they talk about you have such good energy.
And we find that with our product line as well. Now, we interviewed our aromatherapist
Mary Ellen Rayner a few shows ago. So if you, as a listener, are interested in learning more about our particular line and how they were developed, we would invite you to definitely listen to that show, and you can download that on our website at MaureenSaintGermain.com.
And Mary Ellen,
I also want to ask you a question that Mary Ellen, our aromatherapist, has often spoken to me about, and I still struggle with this. We call them oils, but they're really not oily or oil like we think of, like soybean oil or something like that.
Right.
Could you speak to that?
Certainly, because an essential oil floats on water. It's like oil.
Uh-huh.
It acts like oil because it floats on water. But it's different than oil because oil will go rancid. Essential oils evaporate.
Oh. Well, every once in a while we find a bottle arrives at its destination completely gone. And we always laugh because we feel like it's gone to work for some postal employee some delivery person along the way.
That happens. In fact, it's kind of funny because sometimes we will reship oils, and when we start talking to the person, they'll say, it's still not here. We didn't get it. I will say, talk to me about your post office. Talk to me about the person handling it. And they will always tell you about something going on in the town, something going on in the post office, and you get where the oil is needed, and that's exactly what it does. And we always stand behind the oil and say, we'll replace it, no problem. And we'll replace it until, we don't care if we have to do it 100 times. We'll replace it until it's no longer needed.
That's
the service we do.
That's fabulous. Now, when we were talking about clearing, one of the things that...
That's a clearing. Essential oils are clearing. If they're on their journey, that's a clearing.
Aha, uh-huh. So it is about clearing.
Sure.
Great. And so for people who want to use essential oils, sometimes we get a complaint from someone that they ordered an oil, but they don't like it. And we laugh about that, and I'd sure like your take on it as well.
Sure. There's three ways you can respond to an oil, and that is you can go, ah! And then the next one is, oh, yeah, okay, whatever. And then the other one, oh, wow, I love that. The middle response of, well, whatever, to me pretty much just means, well, the oil can be of service to this person, but it's not at issue. When a person goes, ah, get it away from me, I hate that, or I don't want that in my house, I don't want it around me, or that bottle's gone bad, because oils don't do that, then you know the person's got a charge on the issue with that blend or
with
that oil.
With the purpose of that blend, yeah.
And they're not doing well with it. They need some help. And then there are the people who love it. Well, they're doing well with the issue, but they're still needing support.
Aha. Uh-huh. That's brilliant. Well, we had a client once where a client ordered something, and she said that she could smell turpentine. And I racked my brain. And then I chatted with Mary Ellen, our aromatherapist, and she discovered through working with this lady personally that this woman had issues when she was a child, and her grandparents raised her, and grandparents were painters, and there was always the smell of turpentine in the house, and there was a lot of anger and frustration going on, and there was one note in that blend for her that had a turpentine or turpentine type imprint. I'm not sure how you would say it.
Right.
And as soon as they identified the issue, the problem with her smelling it went away, and she loved the oil.
No, that's exactly right. In fact,
go ahead. Finish, Meg.
Well, when they first began to study organic chemistry, they thought that all essential oils smelled like turpentine.
When they first began the study of organic chemistry.
Yes, they studied essential oils because of the smallest molecules that they can study. And since you can smell them, it's very obvious that they're there. So,
excellent.
As they worked with them, they assumed that all essential oils smelled like turpentine. No, and that was a huge surprise. And they found out now that there's thousands and thousands of volatile compounds most of them not identified yet, that are in our natural world. And so the study of chemistry owes its beginning.
So I hate to cut you short. I do recommend listeners who want to know more to go to Gritman's website, which is gritman.com, G-R-I-T-M-A-N.com. You can order oils, you can order books, you can order information. You can also order your Aromandala blends from us at Transformational Enterprises and at my website, MaureenSaintGermain.com. You have been listening to Heaven Sent with Maureen St. Germain. We look forward to meeting you again next Friday.